It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Art the Second speaking to media over at the stadium. Even as we speak, why don't we go over some of the quotes here, Limits? We don't have them by audio yet, but we will. But people tweeting them out left and right. Give us some of the key ones.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things that have been put out there by Jerry Dulac saying that Art Rooney II was willing to take another run at it in 2026 with Mike Tomlin, and that's what I was expecting to talk about yesterday, Art told the media regarding the conversation.
And yet he said he wasn't shocked that this happened either.
Right, that he was not shocked that this is ultimately what happened. Rooney said that he wasn't shocked by the decision, but he was, quote, wasn't expecting the conversation either. He mentioned here was nearer to the end than the beginning. You could see that coming. I wouldn't say I was shocked.
Bob, that sounds a little odd to me. But on one hand, you were expecting to run it back, yet you're not surprised he left.
Now, Dulac also continues.
Well, hold on.
No, what,
go ahead.
What I want to say about that is what I told you at the beginning. I think it was built. There's a reason behind it. You know, whether he's going to spend more time with his family, it was just a burnout, a collective.
No, I hear that, but Art said he expected to run it back, but he's also saying he wasn't shocked.
Well, then he must have known that he was feeling the way he was feeling.
Then why did he?
I don't know.
You're asking me to run it back. Go ahead, Limits.
I'm sorry I cut you off, Bob. I didn't realize your mic was off.
My mic's, I always forget
he's
to put it on.
He's turned into Ron today.
Dulac says, Rooney said Tomlin gave him no indication he wants to continue being a head coach, quote, in the near future. That doesn't seem to be on his radar, end quote.
And that's what I told you. I think he's going to take some time, and whenever that happens, that happens. But I honestly, you know, we'll see if he does television, but my gut tells me he's not going to do that.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, Schefter and everybody have been reporting that he won't coach this year, that he's not part of this coaching cycle. You said, based on conversations you've had with him, just about the whole idea of being on TV, that he didn't seem like that was something he was after.
Right. He strikes me as the kind of guy who doesn't want to go through that whole thing. Even though it's easy money, to be honest, even though it keeps his face involved in the game, he's always going to be involved. If you take a year off, just look at Sean Payton's situation. Same thing. He did some TV. I don't think Mike will, but I do think he will emerge in time as a head coach someplace else. That's in his DNA, and he wants to do that.
What else you got there, Limitless Wonder?
Rooney saying, I think it will most likely affect Aaron Rodgers' decision. He came here to play for Mike. So more questions around what the Steelers do at quarterback next year.
Wait, can you repeat that?
Yes. As Jeff Athorn put out there on our 93.7 The Fan Twitter, I think it will most likely affect Aaron Rodgers' decision that Tomlin stepped down. He came here to play for Mike.
Yeah, I think the Aaron Rodgers era was one and done, Bob. Would you agree? I think that's pretty obvious. Who are you texting? Is that Art?
No. He's talking. He doesn't multitask. No. What was your question? I'm sorry.
I don't remember.
I had to respond to that one.
What did I just ask him 2 seconds
about
ago?
About Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Rodgers is clearly one and done.
Yeah, I think so. And regardless of even if Tomlin would have come back, I think he would have been one and done. I still think that. Even though there were indications as the season went on that maybe there could be another year involved here, I think they owe it to themselves and just to try to look in a new direction, develop. Developing quarterbacks is going to be a big thing, and I think whoever's the next head coach is going to have to do that. They didn't do that so well here, and they need to do it. They need to develop much better at that specific position.
Maybe the most notable quote right now, Bob, is from intern Dom. Did you see that one?
No.
You just fired one off. You ready for this, Limits?
I don't know if I am, if it's a Dom tweet.
All of you who helped run Mike Tomlin out of town better hope the Steelers get the next head coach hire right. That's intern Dom, to which our very own Josh Rountree responds, not winning a playoff game for nearly a decade is what ran Mike Tomlin out of town. I'm on the Rountree tree there. How about you?
Fully agree. Rountree is correct. Dom is out of
touch.
Well,
Dom is cut from the Mike Greenberg cloth here in that Greenie from ESPN tweeting out, I speak from experience as a Jets fan. You better be careful what you wish for, that type of thing. I wish for one competitive playoff game in the next 9 years. Doesn't seem like much.
No, and I think that, you know, it goes both ways on that, too. I mean, you can make the right choice. Just look at what happened in this past offseason when you had coaching candidates like Ben Johnson, who was high on the list of a lot of people and immediately took that team to a different level. Vrabel, he was somewhat recycled, but he still had, you know, the knowledge that comes with moving on. You can get it right pretty quickly and do some things that make that happen. Also, Liam Cohen, nobody thought he was going to be able to turn around. Now, I know they lost out at the end. Trevor Lawrence and Justin Herbert have been around for a long time, and none of them have anything to show for it. So it is a difficult task, but I do believe that you can change things here within the next couple of years. It's not going to be overnight because I think the quarterback still has a lot to do with it. And if you don't get that right, eventually.
Yeah, man. Again, I'll come back to this idea that this is a wildly attractive job. No quarterback. An aging, and I might add, I didn't add this before, very expensive and aging defense. That's problematic.
Yeah, but they can, you know, in time, move on from that. They still have, I think, $30 million to spend this year. That cap keeps going up pretty liberally. So there's ways to get out of contracts as well. There's dead money hits, certainly.
Would you trade TJ Watt, Bob?
If I can get the right price, absolutely I would.
Yeah, I certainly.
I mean,
would.
I thought that was a possibility the last time we went through this. I really did. I thought it was either that. There's nothing also bad about franchising guys. You know, if you're not sure about 4 years from now, then franchise guys. They've done it. You know, they did it to who is it? Max Starks. He got franchised twice.
Yeah.
So you can utilize that. They seem not to be, interested in doing that a lot of the time. Reluctant to do it, but I would do it if it's in that situation. It is a business.
Man, right now that TJ Watt contract looks horrible, does it not?
But he still has something there, I think, that could sure. help teams that are close. You know, Von Miller, when he went to Buffalo at the time, was a big add to them. It helped them a lot, and he was later in his career. So there are teams that would pay for that, I think, if you put him on the market eventually.
Rooney says Tomlin's decision was more family-related than football-related. What are we to read into that, Bob?
Just as I said, burnout. I want to be around his family more there. And I know firsthand that he had to miss a lot of things that he wanted to see with some of his kids.
Sure, but they're all grown up now.
Yes, but they're still very active. Harley's a really good gymnast. And, you know, there are things that he's had to not go to because of it. Now, he's tried, I know, to get to some of these things. And, you can understand that. I sometimes look back in my life and I think, how much did I miss? I tried to be as present as I could, but you do miss
for
things.
Sure, but you usually hear that when the kids are young. That's just family related. Makes me wonder. I hope everything is good with the family.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, that's what I said. I don't think this had anything to do with whether or not he thinks he can still coach. He was just to the point where he needed a break. Part of that break is being with his family. I think that's reasonable.
I'm not saying it's not reasonable. I'm saying it just strikes me, and I wonder what that's about. Is it about the family? Like, was it Cabali who said earlier, the fire Tomlin chants and all the negativity around town affecting his family? I just wonder what that means.
That could fall under the umbrella of family, yes. I think that does become an issue. When you hear it enough and it intensifies, it does affect your family.
What else limits?
Art did say that there is no one on the current coaching staff that is being considered a candidate to become the head coach. So Artie Smith or Trell Austin, none of them are considered.
Again, it's not like it was when LeBeau and Arians were here. And they were key components of that at the time, and they wanted to keep them both, and they did.
Russ Grimm was going to be their coach until Tomlin blew them away in the interview. Was literally hired, basically, to be the coach.
Basically, yes. And then you go through this process, you just don't know who you're going to.
Well, I'm glad to hear that
Artie
Smith won't
be the next coach.
He also
said it was
going to
be a matter
coach.
Of weeks. That they, you know, there are things in place that they can speed up, but also things in place that make them slow down this process. But,
yeah.
You know, the last three times they've done it, it's been rather quickly. So I don't know they have a draft coming up too. They want to get this stuff done before that. That this person has a lot to do with what they do in the draft, or will. So
for sure. Anything else right now? We're going to listen to this whole thing coming up. Played it in its entirety for you. What else you got, Oh Limitless Wonder?
Yeah, I mean, those are the main highlights of it so far. I saw the same thing that you did regarding this being more of a family decision than a coaching decision as well. And how will it ultimately affect Aaron Rodgers? That's a big question mark, but nothing jarring.
I don't even think that's a question mark anymore. I mean, Rodgers came here for Tomlin. I think the Aaron Rodgers era ended yesterday 100% as well.
I think for good, or do you think he's still searching for another
possibility? Maybe he'll play again, but 100% in Pittsburgh, it's done.
There could be a team. You know, I saw the Vikings yesterday said they're going to bring in a veteran presence to challenge J.J. McCarthy. Could it be him? Because they flirted with him in this past offseason. Maybe that's something.
The Vikings would be very interesting. You might be right about that, Bob. Who among these other candidates that everybody is mentioning intrigues you, Bob? Who jumps off the page so far? And you too, Limits. Anybody? Is it this Nate Shielhouse, this 35-year-old guy who they say might skip the whole coordinator thing, which Tomlin almost did.
Yeah, he only had 1 year.
He was a coordinator for 1 year.
Right. Chris Shula has also been a coordinator, I think, for 1 year. He's been with the Rams for a long time in multiple roles.
I'm in favor of Shielhouse just for the English accent, Bob. It's unbelievable. He was over, are you aware of his story?
Yeah.
He was with NFL Europe and things like that.
International pathway system.
Do we have some quotes from him, Limits? No?
No, but the fact that he's a defensive coordinator, the number one defense in the NFL, and where he started this and where it is now, it's pretty remarkable, yeah.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
I also sent you and Limit some quotes from Neil Sealhouse before the show.
I saw that. Yeah, I like that. I love the accent, too.
Any other jabs you want to throw out there? Buddy.
No, I just want the clips.
How about the full Art Rooney?
I have it. We'll do that next.
Let's do it next.
We'll start in on that next. Okay, Bob. Who does jump out to you? Marcus Freeman apparently having a 1 p.m. news conference today. He probably will say I'm here for.
And he's going to get an announcement that he's made a lot more money.
I think he would be, like I said before.
He has that CEO type of mentality, that leadership that those guys were. Plus, he looks the role, too, if that matters at all. He's one of those guys you look to and you say, that's a strong person.
Walks into a room and owns the room.
Now, I also
that's
said,
the guy I'm looking for.
They've
How about
had
Brian
a history
Flores?
Of Brian Flores. I was going to say, Tomlin brought him in and they let him go. And a lot of people at the time thought he should have stuck around and take over the D.C. role. But he's a guy who – I think has established himself as a very smart defensive guy. Can he, then bring in the right people offensively? That'll be on him. I think, again, Shula's a good one. I also like, this Matt LaFleur flirtation is interesting to me because I don't know where he stands with them, in Green Bay. If he became available, would you be interested in him?
Absolutely.
So would I.
I would be interested in him.
We had a lot of people call us last night and say, look what he's done in the postseason. I said, every coach has these blemishes on it. Even the most successful ones have losses.
He doesn't have 7 straight losses where they got blown off the field.
No, but
they're usually very competitive even when they lose.
But he did something this year that never has been done before, and that he had 10-point leads or more with 5.
Develop that quarterback, I can tell you.
Well,
that.
That's a big part of it, developing. So I think that's a guy I'd be interested in.
How about Stefanski for both of you? Any interest, Bob?
Yes. I have interest in Stefanski.
I don't think he's the problem in Cleveland. They fired the wrong guy. They probably should have fired Andrew Berry.
The owner should have fired himself.
Or that too. So he could definitely be in the mix. Although, how old is he, by the way? Is he still, not that that matters.
Can you look that up, Limits? You're the beat writer.
Yeah, Stefanski's just 43.
I tell you another
he's
guy
only
like,
43?
He's young.
Right. If you want another guy who's, I think,
holy
proven himself,
milk,
we went
Bob.
To Seattle. How about Clint Kubiak?
Well, let's talk about Stefanski for a minute here, because here's a guy who at least at home has figured out how to beat the Steelers, without a quarterback.
They've beaten the Steelers with Shedeur Sanders, DTR, Jameis Winston.
Imagine if this guy had a quarterback.
Yeah, and Jacoby Brissett.
He did. He had Baker Mayfield, and he won a playoff game here and beat Tomlin.
And it wasn't his decision to move on from Baker Mayfield either. So.
Well, it certainly wasn't his decision to bring in Deshaun Watson.
No, and you're lassoed with that. How does it not affect you?
I would be very interested in Stefanski, even though there have been times when he's coached against the Steelers where I said, what the hell is this guy doing?
But do you think the knowledge he has about the division and his,
fact he's only 43 blows me away.
That's why I ask. I knew he was still young. I couldn't remember what he was, but.
I think it's a good offensive mind.
Would they do it, Bob? Would the whole Cleveland thing be weird?
Where did Chuck
Noll
come from? Chuck Noll was, I don't think it does matter. I think it's what they believe is the best person through the interview process.
He was born in Pennsylvania, Bob. How about that? I bet you didn't know that. Neither did Limits.
He seems like a all-around good guy, too. Everybody I've talked to that works with him or covers him in Cleveland has said a lot of good things about him.
I think he's an interesting, very interesting candidate who would be near the top of my list.
And would he bring Schwartz as his defensive coordinator? Ooh.
Because would he bring Myles Garrett in a trade for T.J. Watt? And then T.J. could get $42 million.
How would that be responded?
Where did Stefanski play college football? Limits? Wrong. Penn.
That's a good school.
Yeah.
Smart man.
Limits is mad at me now.
A lot of people throw out the name Jesse Minter. He's also a younger guy.
I saw odds listed, and he was second or third behind who? Now I don't see it.
Probably
Brian
Shula.
Flores and Shula.
Yeah. Shula's at the top of a lot of lists.
Jesse Minter, you like that one?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, I've lost track.
We know Tomlin thinks that Jesse Minter is, you know, the second coming of Bill Belichick on defense.
I know. Listen, if they brought in Jesse Minter and Joe Flacco, Tomlin would come back and coach the team.
How about this name, Robert Saleh?
Not interested. That Jets thing, I don't think he bathed himself in glory. He's a good defensive coordinator. I don't know about head coach.
Okay.
You?
No, I wouldn't do it. I just
Jeff asked Hafley, formerly a Pitt man?
I mean, he's done well. I you know, Kurt Cignetti, we had a long discussion last night about Kurt Cignetti. My question would be, why would he leave that? He is right now somebody who's done something no one's ever done. They're lavishing him with money, not only him personally, but his entire NIL.
How about Larry Foote or Antoine Randall L?
I would at least talk to them.
So would I.
I would.
You talk about force of personality. There's two guys.
Antoine
right
Randall
there.
L is a very smart dude.
Yeah.
So is Larry Foote, but they both, and they're both in coaching right now, and they need.
Remember my fight with Antoine Randall L, Bob?
I remember of it. Yeah. Not the specifics.
Yeah. It doesn't matter now, all these years later. He was a great guy, is a great guy, and a really sharp guy, and has that kind of personality that people want to follow. How about Shula? How about Chris Shula?
I wouldn't be, again, because he spent so much time with McVay. Some of that stuff's got to rub off. He understands how it works. He's been elevated to a role. McVay trusts him. I think that's an important component of this, too.
How about Harbaugh?
No, I'm not doing that. Although Steve Bisciotti yesterday had an interesting comment.
Oh, do we have that Wonder Twin?
Because I think, you know, he's not shy about airing opinions down there, too. And he's pretty much...
Well, he was doing his news conference when news broke of
right,
this, right?
News broke. And so.
What do we have from that?
This is what the Ravens owner had to say when the news broke.
Mike Tomlin stepped down at Pittsburgh.
He did? Is it official?
That's what I keep hearing. So, is he a candidate here?
Holy Mike, wouldn't that be awesome?
That is great. And he said only if Harbaugh goes there.
Only if Harbaugh goes there. So, that's not going to happen.
Tremendous.
He also said at the end of that he didn't like that chest pumping and the kiss thing.
He did?
Yeah, I don't know if he said that kiddingly or not. He just said, that's not my cup of tea, basically.
I think it might have been kidding, but
maybe.
Who knows? Stefanski, the fact that I now know he's only 43, two-time coach of the year, although when that happened, I said he didn't deserve it, so I have to own that. But I also love the way he worked with Baker Mayfield. I would be very intrigued if I was Art by Stefanski's ability to beat this team constantly in Cleveland with no quarterback. Like, how were you doing that?
Well, with a
other
good
than,
defense,
other
mostly.
Other than the Steelers' own incompetence.
Yeah, I think he's a legit candidate. He's already interviewed like three different times.
I think they should absolutely interview him, and he's near the top of my list
right
now.
Once this news occurred yesterday, I think a lot of guys who, if they had a thought they were going to one place or were close to making a decision, would pound on the brakes and say, wait a minute, let's see what I can do here.
Who tops your list, Wonder Twin?
Honestly, it's Stefanski, which would be kind of insane to think that the Cleveland Browns head coach that was just fired would be the next Steelers head coach. But I wanted a young offensive mind that can work with a young quarterback, whether it be in 26 or 27. He's also somebody who's been there, done that guy as a head coach, knows the division, knows the AFC, has done more with less.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want a defensive head coach. Like, if they hire Brian Flores, I'm okay with it. If they hire Shula, I'm okay with it. But I think that the way that the NFL is trending now, you need a young offensive mind to lead your offense. And if it's just as a coordinator, that guy's likely going to be a head coach in 3-4 years. If it's an offensive-minded head coach, like a Shanahan, McVay, Ben Johnson, I like the foundation that they can build.
There have been, I know of at least one other former Browns coach who did pretty well when he his next stop, Bob. You might remember him, Belichick?
Yes, but no. That's not going to happen, is
no,
it?
No, I'm just saying.
Maybe his
former
girlfriend
could
come in and be chief operating officer.
I didn't mean to suggest to intimate that I wanted him here. No, not at all. Maybe Mike Pettine or Hugh Jackson? Let's get to, or Freddie Kitchens might be available, Bob. I don't know.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. 12:44 in the afternoon. Art Rooney II has just spoken over there. We are going to break down a lot of what he had to say after Mike Tomlin decided that that was it yesterday, and he is going to move on, and the way it sounds like he's not going to be back in coaching at least this season. I fully expect that he will, but it's that time. You just need a little break, and apparently, you know, family decisions as well, a lot of it gets involved, and so the search is on for a new Steelers head coach. So, Austin, we've run down a lot of names here. One name that I didn't throw out, and I noticed it's on the field, but I can't believe this name is even on the list, and that's Brian Daboll.
That's a fascinating name. I would think that a coach that was fired in season by the Giants would not be the guy that they would go after, but then again, we were talking about the Browns coach that might end up being the best candidate.
It's not that I don't think he's a good football mind. It's just that's not the fit they're looking for here. They're looking
so.
For something
Who's
young.
Who's that, Bob?
Daboll, he's on a list here that I first time I've ever seen his name on a list.
No, I'm not.
It's going to be somebody young, emerging, and I think they like what they've done with their previous three hires. The same kind of script may follow. We'll see. In other words,
but
young,
does it have to be that a young defensive coordinator?
It doesn't. But I think their preference is it doesn't have to be a young coordinator, preferably, or someone in a system.
Yeah.
Who is regarded. They'll do their homework and find through conversations. You know, I'm sure Mike Tomlin emerged that way. You know, give him a chance and he comes in an interview. They had their mind made up and he changed their mind. So there's a long way to go, although I got to imagine this has got to be done. What timeline would you give it? You know, they have a draft coming. There's a lot of stuff coming to Pittsburgh.
That's a great question, Bob, because that's one of the questions that Art answered.
Do you have it here now?
Here it is.
What is the timeline of getting another coach in here?
You know, I don't want to put an exact time frame on it. We'll get started right away, and it'll take weeks at least, I would say. Nowadays there are a number of protocols we have to follow that are sort of really designed to slow the process down, and so as I say, it'll probably take at least a few weeks.
Now, Limits, are we going to go with choice quotes, or do we have the whole thing?
We have the full thing.
Would you like to just start from the beginning?
Let's do it. Here's Art's opening.
And then if we raise our hands, we'll just we'll interrupt and go from there.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. As you know, yesterday Coach Tomlin and I met, and Mike informed me of his decision to step down as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it was an emotional day for everybody in our organization yesterday. Mike's been a great leader of our franchise now for 19 years and led us with toughness, integrity, and always reflected the values of our organization. I think you all know his many accomplishments, two Super Bowl appearances, one Super Bowl victory, many AFC North titles, and many, many wins. And bottom line was, we were always in contention with Mike and that's what counts. More than his accomplishments, Mike was a
May
steady...
I jump in?
I figured you would.
That's what counts? I thought what counted was first winning championships, but were they really in contention? When's the last time you felt they were actually in contention? For a brief time, I did this year, but for the most part, Bob, over the past several years, they feel like a fringe playoff team that really is not in contention for anything meaningful other than possibly a playoff win, and they never even came close.
I think.
But when he said that's what counts.
What counts is, I think his message there is you've got to be in this until the end and give yourself a shot. And if I had to go back and look, I would have thought that, the 2020 year, was that the one that started the COVID year, 11-0, and they were really going?
Yeah.
I thought that, and then it just completely petered out at the end. So But I think that's the message he's trying to send. You want a coach that has an opportunity to get you to where you need to go. And then when you get there, I'm sure he's not happy with the results when you get there.
I don't know. That was, I won't say a Freudian slip, but that just didn't sound right. We're always in contention, and that's what counts. I mean, what counts is banners. What counts is runs, at least making a playoff run once in a while, right?
So 2017 is the last time that they were realistically a true contender then.
And somebody also has to remind a lot of people out there that every single one of those Lombardi trophies was born of losing, of a losing season. It's okay to have one. It really is. In fact, it's how you start to win again in a lot of cases. That's how Franco Harris got here and Terry Bradshaw and Joe Green, Mel Blunt, everybody else, and certainly how Ben got here. Their losing season got them Ben, and who's most responsible for the non-losing streak since then.
And it happens in all sports. You saw it with the Penguins, what they needed to do, hit rock bottom before I get all that. But there's also the other side of that where you can hit rock bottom and stay there for quite some time because you mangle things after that. So I think what he was referring to is that you have to be at least in this hunt, get to a point. They've been in the playoffs 5 of the last 6 years, and I agree with your point that they weren't looked at as serious contenders necessarily, but they got there. And I think that was his point.
Please continue, Limits.
And respected leader, cared deeply about our players, our staff, and the whole Steeler organization. He represented the Steelers with class and dignity every single day. And on behalf of my family, everyone connected with the Steelers, I want to thank Mike and his family for being part of Steelers football for the last 19 years. We'll always be grateful.
That part, I concur. Mike Tomlin was a great representative of the city, widely respected, beloved within the organization. That part, I absolutely sign up.
And he's done a lot of things that people don't even know about in terms of community involvement with things. Also, I just think the respect he has from his players. You know, every Thanksgiving he opened up his house. If you don't have a place to go, come over. We'll take, you know, we have a good time. All of you are invited. And I think he has that, you talked about that ability to stand in front of players and get them to buy into what he's doing. Now, you know, when you talk about X's and O's, every coach has issues, and he certainly had his and challenges and all this stuff. But I think that's what made him who he was, his ability to do it. He can communicate. He can extend his message. And they need somebody like that as well. But they also need someone who has, you know, schematically more things, especially offensively, I think, in his tank.
And now, obviously, we turn to our search for our next head coach. Omar and I will lead the search, and we'll rely on others in the organization to help as we go forward. So look forward to getting started with the search and starting with the next chapter of Steelers football.
Open it up for questions. Bob, are you inspired by the fact that Omar and Art will lead the search?
Well, he also said others. I think there'll be a lot of people involved, but they're going to be heading up the search. But I think they're probably going to want input from a lot of people. I think Andy Weidel is a guy, too, who will have input.
Yeah.
I'm sure his son will have some input, too. You know, again, Art II has been part of this. He was back. He was involved in the Cowher search. He was involved in the Tomlin search, certainly. So, you know, he's been through this, and I know they utilized a lot of people in those other two searches. It wasn't just him, so we'll see.
Questions? Or did you get any sense over the past couple weeks, months, that Mike was possibly leaning in this direction, and it was his decision alone?
Well, it was his decision, and, you know, I will say that I wasn't shocked. But I wasn't expecting that conversation yesterday either. You know, there were, you know, when you get to this stage of a career, obviously he even mentioned it himself that he was nearer to the end than the beginning. And so, you know, you could see that coming. And so, as I say, I can't say that I was shocked.
I take everything I hear. This isn't just Steeler centric. It's everything I hear in pro sports or politics or everywhere else. Look at with a very cynical eye. You know, I wonder what went on behind the scenes. I always wonder.
And there's always more to every story.
The Steelers
know that.
Yeah, of course. The Steelers themselves have put a nice face on situations where, to put it quite bluntly, a lot of people felt like they lied. Bruce Arians is a great example. He retired. We wish him well. No, he didn't. Art fired him. Not Mike, because Mike was ready to have him back. Art fired him. A lot of people think Art stepped in and fired Matt Canada, that wasn't Mike's decision. So call me cynical, and it doesn't matter in some ways because Mike is now done. But I just don't believe at face value everything I hear from Art or any owner, GM, coach, or in pro sports.
I just think that's part of how they do business. Not going to tell you all the things that led up to whatever decision it was.
Right.
Certainly it goes deeper. Certainly there are a lot of things involved that we will never know about.
Of course. I wonder if Mike thought that he wasn't going to get that option year triggered? Yeah, I wonder about that. I wonder about a lot of things. What influenced this decision? It seems so nice and tidy, and that ain't the way it works a lot of the time. Things aren't nice and tidy at the end.
But I think that's true of every profession.
I see it in
our business. There are things that happen, and you're never going to get to the bottom of because people aren't going to say anything about what actually led to it. So you're left to believe what you want to believe, and you're right. You can have cynicism because that leads to it. I don't have any problem with that, but I also know that this is what you're going to get. And I believe what he said, that this was more of I keep using that word. To me, that's a multifaceted word because it takes into account a lot of things that could lead to a burnout situation. Family, obviously, I know for a fact that over the time that I've done the show with him that he's talked about, man, I wish I could have been there. He's missed those opportunities.
Just odd that it would suddenly happen in year 19 when he's about to pass Chuck Knoll and all those other things.
Well, that's another reason. He said he's not interested in numbers. I think this proves that. If he wanted to get that number, he could have very easily done it, stayed here for another year. But that wasn't what's driving him at this point of his life or career. So, I just think there's a lot more layers to everything.
To everything.
Right.
So as I hear this, Well, I don't necessarily believe it all, but I'm listening to it. Go ahead.
To give Mike the extension on his contract for 2027 in March, and did he ask for that?
No, I'm not going to get into his contract at this point. I was certainly willing to, take another run at it next year with Mike, and that's what I was expecting to talk about yesterday, but obviously went in a different direction.
Bob, they were going to take another run at it. Oh, my God. Like, how many more runs were you going to take before you realize this ain't working, that you get blown out every year and now worse than ever?
Well, I think also, their view of this, too, and I think, we talk about other sports, just getting to, what will it take for the Pirates to get to? What will it take for the Penguins to get to? You want to win divisions. That's a big priority. If we started at the beginning of the season and said, no matter how it unfolded, that the Steelers would win the AFC North, I think most of us would say, well, that's... I don't see that coming. I think Baltimore and Cincinnati are going to be better for obvious reasons, a quarterback, whatever. So, again, I think talking to them over the years enough to know the priority is get to. That's a priority. It's not their standard. You're right. They need to win those games, and they haven't done so. They have been bad, dominated in every one of those seven games.
Would you have brought back Tomlin?
Well, I told you last year I would have gone into, before you got the last extension, I would have tried to see one more year and see where it took me.
It took you to the worst home playoff loss in the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I understand that, but they also won a division. So
let's be honest. They won a division because two other teams fell apart and because of a missed field goal. I still give them credit for that, but this wound up in a worse place than any other of these playoff games.
Maybe so, but I think those matter to them.
Would you have brought them back? I wouldn't have.
No, I think, like I thought with Sullivan too, there is a time. Like I said, I have a lot of respect for everything he's done and what he's done specifically with us and our show that we do. But I also think there is an expiration on all coaches. I always have believed that. 19 years is a long time. And he'll have success wherever he goes again. And they needed, a new start here. And we'll see where it takes them.
Mr. P?
that conversation last with Mike yesterday?
Probably 15, 20 minutes, something like that.
How long before the team meeting did he let you know that that was going to be his plan?
You know, I guess it was late morning or something like that.
Every year there's scrutiny and criticism that a coach faced, but you may have reached a different level this year with the fire Tomlin chance. Did you get a sense of talking with him how maybe the fan reaction or negativity may have influenced his decision?
You know, I think that I'll leave it to him to explain to you someday what all went into his decision. I think that in my mind and the discussion we had, it was probably more of a fitted decision than a football-related decision. But as I say, I don't want to speak for Mike on that.
Well, he wasn't asked whether it was a football-related decision. He was asked whether the fire Tomlin chants and all that stuff played into this.
Yeah, I
can't believe it. If we're going to accept that this was totally Tomlin's decision and it was predetermined and it was something that was gradually leading to this, it's hard for me to believe that fans turning on him like that in his own building wouldn't have played a role.
It very well might have. I mean, everybody's human. When you hear that kind of stuff, it has to have an effect, but I don't think it was the driving force of him leaving. I think it goes deeper than that, so...
Well, let's pick this up after the top of the hour, shall we? Oh, Limitless Wonder.
It's already, it's already 1 o'clock.
Limits has done an incredible job today, hasn't he, Bob?
Yeah, he has. The opening was sensational.
We missed the Cabali thing. I wanted to play this for Cabali. One of the highlights, I thought, of Tomlin's career and perhaps Cabali's was at the owners' meetings last year or 2 years ago. Yeah. It was last year. Cabali asked Tomlin if he knew that DK Metcalf loved candy bars.
Apparently we have the same appetite for candy, me and DK. You hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Apparently he eats 4 or 5 candy bars a day.
Really?
Not me. Really? That's what he said on a podcast.
He wears it a little differently than you.
See, that's what I mean about his. He's got some pretty good wit, and he's a very funny guy that you
often see. He wears it a little differently than you. Cabali and Metcalf, two different bodies, yes? Limits?
I mean, I think their body types aren't as far off as people will try to make them to believe.
Maybe Cabali catches like, that ball the other night?
That's like Austin's metabolism. He can eat whatever he wants to eat, and he's still thin.
Bob, I saw the guy eat a steak the size of Mulsey's cranium
the other day. And you would never know it.
Yeah, and he's going to eat another one tonight when we celebrate our Marconi, isn't he? Bob's showing up late. He didn't even call in sick to show up at our party.
I think I'm going to miss it because...
What?
Unbelievable,
I have
Bob.
To work until 7. I
call
told
in
him,
sick.
No, I would show up after 7, but if it's going to be discontinued, you guys are done, then what's the point?
Call in sick. Have Richie Walsh be there.
Wait, the party's over at 7, Limits?
I don't know. I know it starts at 5.
It's just beginning. I planned to dance
tonight. That's 2 hours into it.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get a doggy bag to go.
You should.
Okay, excuse me.
Order the steak and lobster to go.
I'm with this group. Give me this, and this.
Bob, you will walk into the establishment, and they'll probably already know who you are.
You'll have a king's chair waiting for you.
I've been to
you.
That place, yes.
A throne.
It's very nice.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.